Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is ginger oil. Ginger is widely used oil for most challenges related to the stomach. Like its donor plant, ginger has proven to be an effective oil for most nutritional support programs. Ginger tends to be warm and stimulating to the cardiovascular system. So the botanical name is Zinziba officinale. It is grown in China, Madagascar, and India. It has a sweet, spicy, warm, radiant aroma. And the producing organ is the rhizome, which is the root. And it is extracted using steam distillation. Tried and true uses of ginger oil. We can simply inhale for relief from nausea due to motion sickness or morning sickness. It stimulates the digestive tract, easing many complaints. It can help warm up cold hands and feet when added to a carrier oil or lotion. And when you inhale it, it helps to ease fatigue. It stimulates circulation and may assist in cases of impotence when applied to the bottom of the feet. And it may be used in massage with a carrier oil to smooth the upset stomach. Now, ginger, how do we use it? The ginger oil, we can soak it in a tub. We can breathe in, breathe out. We can spray it. We can use it as a tea. And I'm sure most of us have drink ginger tea. We can rub it in. And also we can put it on. And so properties of ginger oil, it is an analgesic, it relieves pain. Antibacterial, it destroys or inhibits the growth of destructive bacteria. It's an anti-emet, inhibits vomiting and nausea. Antioxidant, it protects the cell from damage. It is an antispasmodic, it relieves spasm. It is a carminative. It relieves intestinal gas pain. Cephalic, it stimulates and it clears the mind, relieves headaches. Diaphoretic, it promotes or increases perspiration. It promotes the discharge of mucus or phlegm from chest and lung, that is an expectorant. It reduces fever. It can be used as a laxative where it relieves constipation. A rubefacient, numbing, increases local blood circulation, may cause minor skin irritation, so we have to be careful with that. It's stimulant, it increases functional activity. Stomatic, it promotes good stomach function. And a tonic, it strengthens and it fortifies. And so the key body systems of the ginger oil, it is digestive, immune, respiratory, circulatory, and it is muscular. And so if you've never tried ginger oil, you can certainly try it and see how it works for you. Of course, it is blended with lemon. It can be blended with lemon, fruit juice, frankincense, juniper berry, black spruce, or clove bud. And so this information is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information is taken from the second edition of Foundational Aromatherapy. I'll see you again on another episode of Healthy Focus. Have been listening to Healthy Focus? Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.